You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to the Intuitive Strength Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for joining us. I hope you are having a fantastic week. And this is the week after Labor Day. So hopefully you had some fun plans for Labor Day to kind of bring the summer to a close. If you have little kiddos, I know that means the kids are going back to school. My niece and nephew went back to school this week. So it was really cool to see there and really fun to see their first day of school pictures. I love seeing that. I ended the summer with celebrating one of my best friend's birthday. Her birthday is on September 5th, so we usually do something around the Labor Day weekend for her birthday. And this year, we decided to go to some wineries that were right outside of Philadelphia, and then go to dinner and then see the Barbie movie. We probably caught the Barbie movie in like the very last week that it was in the theater. But I'm so happy that we decided to do that because I loved the movie so much. If you haven't seen it, I don't know if it's still in theaters or not, but definitely once it comes out on any whatever streaming platform it does come out on, definitely watch it. It was such a good movie, such a good women empowerment movie. Like, I just felt really good about being a woman after watching. And yeah, there was a lot of great dialogue and conversations about the complexities of being a woman in society, not just America, in society. So yeah, I really enjoyed the movie, so definitely go check it out. Go watch it if you get a chance to. It's probably out of theaters already because it's been in theaters for like forever, but it was a really good movie. So I hope you had a good Labor Day weekend is what I really wanted to say. This week, or this episode, is going to be about the two biggest reasons why you're not seeing the progress when it comes to your lifting sessions. So if you're trying to get stronger, if you are trying to change your body composition, so maybe drop some body fat or put on some muscle mass, but you're not seeing the results that you want to see from your training sessions, from your lifting sessions, these, I believe, are the two major reasons why. So we're going to get into that on this episode. If you're not subscribed already, please be sure to subscribe to the show, just so that you are notified of any new upcoming episodes. I do try to post weekly. I do occasionally take a hiatus, but I talk all about lifting weights, all about women's wellness, health, all those things on this podcast. So if those topics are of interest to you, definitely hit subscribe wherever you're watching or listening to this video. This podcast is available on YouTube. It's available on really any podcasting app that you can think of. So definitely be sure to subscribe wherever you'd like to listen and watch to help improve your lifting game, but most importantly, to help improve your overall health, wellness, fitness, all of those things. The two major reasons why you're not lifting, or why your lifting sessions are not yielding the results that you want them to yield. They're not giving you the result that you want them to give. So if you have a goal of getting stronger in a particular exercise, or just in general, or if you have a specific physique goal, so a body composition goal, maybe you're trying to drop some body fat, or maybe you're trying to just put on some muscle mass, these are the two biggest reasons why that might not be happening for you. And I understand it's so frustrating because you feel like you're putting in a lot of work and you're not getting what you were hoping to get out of all of that work you're doing. So hopefully this will help kind of guide you in the right direction. Okay, so number one is progression. So training progression. So when you think about what you're doing in the gym on a regular basis, so maybe you are going to the gym regularly, right? How are those workouts that you're doing progressing over time, right? Our bodies are so smart and they adapt pretty quickly to what we're doing in the gym. So we've always got to be thinking of ways to progress our training. And it doesn't have to be like these huge, massive, you know, progressions or big leaps in, you know, weight selection or anything like that. I'm talking about just like little minor, they can be minor things. They can be bigger jumps. But what are we doing every training session to make sure that we are getting the most out of that training session, but also challenging our bodies to the next level, right? That is the whole point of lifting. That's the whole point of exercise, of fitness, to continue challenging yourself, right? Through that journey. And you may be like, if you're at a maintenance stage, you're happy with where you're at, that's totally cool. But you're probably listening to this podcast because you're not seeing the results that you want to see from your training sessions. So I want you to think about what you're doing on a regular basis. So from session to session, from week to week, to continue progressing your training. So this is why I strongly, strongly recommend that you follow a training plan, because a training plan, having a laid out training plan is going to make it way easier for you to spot those different areas where you can incorporate progression. So it could be like the standard, like increasing the weight from week to week for each exercise, right? But it could be other little things like adding a rep or two per exercise or improving your form little by little from week to week. But having that solid plan in place, it allows you to keep track of what you did the week before, right? So usually when you're following a plan, or you're working with a coach, we want to know like what you're doing from week to week. So we have you like jot down notes, write what weights you used, write how many reps you did, write how you were feeling, all that stuff, right? When you keep track of all those things in your plan, it's easier from week to week for you to look at what you did the prior week and say, okay, how am I going to step it up just a little bit? Right? So really building in progression at every single level of your training plan. So on the big macro level, right, you have your huge plan, like maybe you have your monthly plan. I usually coach and train and program in monthly plans. So we work one plan for 4 weeks. So there's things worked into that bigger plan, like, hey, you know, this first month, we're going to work on, let's say a goblet squat, for example. And then the next month, we're going to move to an offset goblet squat, right? So those are two different exercises. One, the offset squat is going to be a little bit more challenging than a regular goblet squat. So in the macro level, we're adding progression there. But then if you're looking at week to week, it could be increasing the weight. It could be increasing the amount of reps that you're doing. It could be improving your form in some way, shape or form, right? It could be holding an exercise longer, right? So that's what we can be doing from week to week. So there's several different ways that you can work in progression into your training. Just make sure that you are doing that. And if you're not consciously doing that, it can be very easy. Like, I'm all for listening to your body and like picking up, you know, choosing exercises that feel good. But when it comes to having a specific goal, like a body composition goal or getting stronger, we need to be a little bit more systematic and a little bit more organized and prepared for our training. We need to have a plan when it comes to, you know, a specific goal like that. If you're just in the gym to feel good, you know, you're not really concerned about getting stronger, you just want to feel good in your body, you don't really have a physique goal right now, I get it. It's totally fine. Go to the gym, do what feels good, and, you know, just leave it at that. That is more than enough. But yeah, when we have a specific goal, like getting stronger, putting on muscle mass, dropping body fat, we need to be a little bit more systematic about how we're approaching that goal. Even if you're not doing any, like, any strict dieting, which if you've been following me for a while, you know that that's not my approach to training. I don't follow any like strict diets or anything like that. But I do prescribe to having a plan in the gym. And it just makes it easier too when you go to the gym. You already know the exercises that you're going to be doing. You know how long, you know, the training plan's going to be. For me, it's usually a month. And it's easier, it's way easier to work in progression if you are following a plan and are recording what you're doing from week to week, how you're feeling from week to week, how you tweaked a certain exercise to make it a little bit more challenging. So progression is huge. And that is a big mistake that I see a lot of beginner lifters make, a lot of, you know, recreational lifters, like just people who just like to lift, to go to the gym to lift. But that's also probably a big reason why you're not seeing the results that you want to see, because that progression component is not there. So overload, progressive overload is a foundational principle in strength training. So if you're not doing that, chances are you're probably not going to be seeing the results, the strength results, or the physique results that you want to see when it comes to lifting weights. Okay, so that is for sure number one. And then number two is probably an obvious one, but it's consistency, right? And I know you know that. I know you know that when it comes to training. I know you know that with any goal that you have, you need to be consistent and continuously show up and put in the work, put in the effort to get to your goal, to get to that, you know, that outcome that you're looking for. But I think that we just need to be honest with ourselves, right? Are you being consistent? And what does that look like? And then I want you to look at your goal as well. So if you do have a strength goal, if you do have a physique goal, those goals are going to require a certain amount of showing up, a certain amount of training, right? If you do have this big physique goal, you really want to work on dropping body fat, for example, showing up to one lifting session per week is probably not going to cut it. And I hate to break that to you, but yeah, if you have a fat loss goal, if you have a muscle mass goal, if you have a strength goal, we need to be training multiple times a week, at least twice, at least on the minimum. But if you can get 3 or 4 training sessions in per week, I would say that would be ideal for you to maximize your training time and maximize your results. So when it comes to that, just ask yourself if you are being consistent, right? Are you showing up at least, you know, 3 or 4 times a week though, to work on those strength physique goals? Be honest with yourself, okay? And if you're not, then we need to reevaluate whether or not this is a goal that you want to focus on right now. And if you're willing to make the changes to, you know, commit to showing up consistently for the, you know, amount of time that it's going to take every week to help you reach your goals. And really look at your adherence over the last few weeks. What has that looked like, right? And that can help us reassess. And if you decide that it's not a goal that's super important to you right now, really it's just, you know, feeling good in your body, moving, and, you know, yeah, just feeling good, that can be your focus for right now. But when it comes to like tangible results, like improving your strength, maybe getting your first pull-up, maybe hitting a PR on your deadlift, or seeing some real physical changes in your body, then we need to really prioritize our training and really be showing up for those training sessions. Yeah, those are really the two big things, big reasons why I see a lot of women not reach their physique or their strength goals, because they're just not showing up consistently enough, or they're not incorporating the proper amount of progressive overload. And usually that's tied to not having a specific plan to follow that is in line with their goals. Maybe they're just showing up to the gym and doing whatever and just hoping for the best. Or they're not following a plan that is going to help them reach their goals overall. So you let me know what you think. Do you think these are the two biggest reasons why women are not reaching their goals in the gym? What has been your experience with consistency, with progressive overload in terms of like the results that you're seeing if you do have a strength or physique goal? I would love to hear your feedback on this, but as a coach of about 9 years now, this is what I've seen. And I know from personal experience when I, number one, got consistent with my training, but also number two, like really took progressive overload seriously. By following a plan and by recording what I'm doing every week to week, then that's when I started to see some serious physique changes, some serious strength gains, all of that. And that didn't really happen until when did I started lifting weights in middle school, but I didn't start like other than like the magazine things that I follow from here to there. When I really got into strength training, and that was probably like seriously got into strength training, that was probably 2014, 2013 time frame. It was when I was in the military in my initial training. That's when I really started to see some like serious physique changes. And it was because I was following progressive overload and because I was showing up consistency, but within progressive overload, having a plan too, that incorporated progressive overload. So yeah, you can definitely make some serious physique changes if you're willing to show up and put in the work and then have a plan that incorporates progressive overload. I hope that was helpful. I would love to know what you think. You can leave a comment below where you're watching or listening to this video. You can email me. Let me know what you think about that. And lastly, I would love to invite you to sign up for my lifting membership that is coming out in just under a couple weeks. I plan to release it mid-September, but it is a women's only lifting membership where you do get a progressive overload plan to help you reach your strength and physique goals. So if you've been struggling with that, if you're not sure how to put a plan together, or if you're just looking for some extra coaching and accountability when it comes to your lifting sessions, that is exactly what the membership is going to be. You're going to get a training plan every single month. It is going to be geared towards getting stronger and making some physique changes, whether you're looking to drop some body fat or put on some muscle mass. And there is also a community component to it as well. So we're going to have some coaching calls. There's going to be a membership group as well where you can, you know, post your videos. I can give you some form feedback. So again, if you're struggling with consistency, if you're struggling with a solid plan and progression, definitely get on the list. I will link it below. I will link the waitlist page to register below. But definitely get on that list so you're the first to know. I'm only letting a certain amount of women in the fall. So if you do want a spot, you want to be the first to be notified about the opening of the membership, then definitely hop on that list. I will put that again in the show notes below where you're watching to or listening to this podcast. So that is all for now. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I trust that this was helpful to you in your lifting journey, and I will talk to you soon.